National poll, majority of likely voters disapprove of gender identity policies. By Dr. Susan Berry on October 29, 2020. A national poll released Wednesday found a majority of likely voters disapprove of policies related to gender identity, including those that would eliminate protections for women in single-sex public spaces, such as sports, shelters, and prisons. Spry Strategies conducted the poll on behalf of Women's Liberation Front, WOLF, a feminist organization that states its mission is working to protect, advance, and restore the rights of women and girls. The poll, which surveyed 3,500 likely voters across geographic regions, ethnicity, sex, and political affiliation, showed how unpopular such policies are in America, despite activist and media attempts to normalize them. Even liberal voters, according to the poll, disapprove of efforts to undermine biological sex with gender ideology. Overall, results found 66.93% of those polled say they strongly disagree with gender identity policies, including a majority of liberal voters. More specifically, 66.96% of likely voters across parties say men or boys who identify as transgender should not be permitted to compete in women and girls' sports. Among the likely voters, 56.86% disagree with allowing men and boys who claim to identify as women in women's and girls' changing rooms. 53.19% disagree with permitting men in women's homeless shelters. And 66.93% strongly disagree with policies allowing men who are sex offenders or domestic abusers to serve their sentences in women's prisons. A majority of likely voters, 66.84%, also disapprove of minor children taking cross-sex hormones or undergoing sex change surgeries such as double mastectomies. Moreover, the poll found that, regardless of political affiliation, most likely voters agree parents should not lose custody of their children for refusing to consent to allow them to undergo transgender medical treatments and surgeries. Only 17.01% of those surveyed supported such policies. WOLF explains further. The poll also revealed that Black and Hispanic voters are more likely than white voters to support maintaining single-sex spaces, especially in prison system and public services such as homeless shelters. Meanwhile, the wealthiest Americans, those with household incomes over $150,000, are the most likely to support these policies, which are largely unpopular with middle-class voters. These results indicate that those most likely to actually be impacted by gender identity policies, poorer working-class families and people of color, are more likely to oppose them. The survey echoes another poll released by WOLF in September that found a large majority, 74%, of California likely voters reject gender identity policies that would allow minor children access to transgender medical treatments and surgeries. The current poll is also released 1 week after former Vice President Joe Biden told his audience at a town hall event that even 8-year-old children should be allowed to decide their gender. The idea that an 8-year-old child, a 10-year-old child, decides, you know, I want to be transgender. That's what I think I'd like to be. It'd make my life a lot easier. There should be zero discrimination, Biden said to a woman who identified herself as the mother of an 8-year-old transgender daughter. The Democrat nominee, however, has waded into an area that many pediatricians and researchers warn is fraught with danger for young children, who can be headed down a road that includes puberty-blocking drugs, cross-sex hormones, mutilating surgeries and, ultimately, sterility. Natasha Chart, board chair of WOLF, summarized the current poll's findings by noting the results reflect a tolerant country, welcoming of difference, and inclined to protect LGB and nonconforming people from irrational discrimination. In a statement sent to Breitbart News, Chart continued. At the same time, when faced with the consequences of the gender identity policies tucked into LGB non-discrimination laws, like the Equality Act and Fairness for All, Americans understand that women's rights and safety require that sex be recognized in law and custom. They recognize that children need to be allowed to mature fully before making irreversible decisions about their future sexual health and fertility. Democrat politicians, such as Biden and Kamala Harris, are expected to promote legislation that would eradicate the rights of women and girls in favor of a society in which gender identity rules. Democrats in the House, for example, have already passed the Equality Act, a measure that would ensure gender ideology, i.e., transgender bathrooms, forced preferred pronoun use, and biological men playing women's sports, etc., is cemented into federal law. The legislation, as introduced in Congress, states its purpose is to prohibit discrimination on the basis of sex, gender identity, and sexual orientation, and for other purposes. If enacted, the bill would essentially codify gender ideology into federal law. The Fairness for All Act, FFA, gives the appearance of being legislation that strikes a balance between the demands of transgender rights activists and the First Amendment rights of religious individuals. But many conservatives and faith groups say the intolerance already shown by such activists toward people of faith strongly suggests such a compromise is unlikely. Family Research Council wrote in 2019, "If FFA passed into law, the federal government would impose a belief system and ideology about sexual behavior and identity on all Americans, with few exceptions. It is poorly drafted and sacrifices religious freedom, true equality, and the privacy and safety of women in an attempt to find a solution which will remain beyond reach." Chart said WOLF's poll results, with its strong majorities across political affiliation rejecting gender identity policies, demonstrate positions that are simple common sense. "We urgently need an approach to civil rights law that continues to recognize the particular needs and rights of women and children," she urged. "Our representatives should only be passing laws that help women in our families, and they need to really start listening to and representing our concerns." The survey was conducted by IVR in online mobile interviews from October 20 to October 23 with a random sample of 3,500 likely voters. The poll has a margin of error of +/-3.1 percentage points.